What's elegant and beautiful about the whole Keysoft system is the concept of submenus. So now that we know how to navigate this main menu with all of its functions, we can drill down deeper and navigate the submenus. For example, let's just choose the word processor.
Word processor.
So I pressed the space bar and it said word processor. Also, I could be adventurous and press the initial letter of the menu option that I wanted, because now that I know that it's called word processor, I could just press the letter W from anywhere in this main menu and it would take me to the word processor. So I'm going to press enter, because that is how we move down to the menu option and choose an option.
Keyword menu.
And it says keyword menu. We're now in the keyword, the word processor application. And because it said that it is a menu, we know that we can press the space bar to navigate this menu too. But in case we need assistance, we can press space with H on a BT machine, or the help key, the second from the left, on the bottom row of a QT.
To review the options, press space. To select any menu option, no, press its initial letter. Keyword menu.
So I'm going to press the space bar.
Create a document. Open a document. Emboss a document. Print a document. Set up options. End of menu.
I can choose any item from this menu. Let's choose one. Let's say create a document. We could space around until we get to it, but let's just press the letter C for create a document.
Folder name. Press enter for general.
It's now asking us where we want to store this document. By default, your unit will have a folder called General, and you can put all of your documents in that folder if you want. But just as it's good to have ways of organizing your physical paper files into different folders, it's also sometimes useful to have electronic files in a range of folders. You might have one, for example, that deals with business affairs, another with study if you're a student, another for perhaps fiction material that you're reading. But we'll press Enter to accept General at the moment. And if you have a Braille Note unit, just notice that you can read all of this that the speech is saying on the Braille display. It will be a little abbreviated, though, just so that we can get as much information on the display as possible. For example, the speech said folder name, press enter for general. And we can press the repeat key, which will tell us that prompt again if we missed it. The repeat key on a QT unit is the one to the immediate right of the space bar. And if you have a BT, then you can just press space with R for repeat.
Folder name, press enter for general.
Let's press enter for general.
Document to create.
And it's now asking me for a document to create. And I'm going to type test, T-E-S-T. If you have a BT unit, you can type in grade 2 Braille. That is by default what we have set it up for at the factory. If you prefer not to use grade 2 and you want to use grade 1 or computer Braille instead, you can configure that from the options menu, and we'll show you how to do that a little bit later. Let's type test, T-E-S-T, and because I'm on a BT keyboard, I'm using the ST symbol, dots 3-4, and press enter. If you have a QT, just go ahead and type T-E-S-T on the keys as you normally would, and press enter.
Test top of document, blank.
And we're now at the top of a blank document, and here we can just start writing. Let's do that, because it really is simple to create a basic document in the word processor. I'm just going to start brailing, and if you have a QT, you can type away as well.
Hello, period. I am... typing.
Now you'll notice that when I press the space bar, the speech is echoing back the word that I've typed. That also can be changed. If you prefer to have it echoing every character as you type, that's possible. And we can also turn the keyboard echo completely off.
On this amazing Braille note. Empower period.
And now I can go to the top of the file. I can press read with T for top if I'm using a QT, or space with dots 1, 2, 3 on a BT.
Top of document. Hello, period.
In either case, it tells me that I'm at the top of the document, and the first word that my cursor is on is hello. If you have a Braille Note Empower, you can read the first line of this on your Braille display. Let's ask the speech to read it back to us. On a BT unit, we can press space with G. On a QT unit, we can press read with G. So let's do that now.
Hello. I am typing on this amazing Braille Note Empower. End of document.
And to exit and save this document, we'll press the main menu key. There is a dedicated menu key on the QT unit, and that is two keys to the left of the spacebar. The second key to the left of the spacebar is called menu. And on a BT, you press space with all six dots. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 together.
Main menu.
And we're at the main menu, and that document has been saved. To prove that, we'll go back into the word processor menu, but instead of pressing the spacebar to get there, let's remember that you press the initial letter to get to any menu that you know about and want to get to quickly. So we'll press the letter W.
Keyword menu.
And we also remember that one of the options was open a document. So let's press O.
Folder name. Press enter for general.
And we will accept that general is where we want to be because we know that we put our test document in that folder. So we'll press enter.
Document to open. Press enter for test.
And the impressive thing is that Keysoft remembers the last document that we were in and is inviting us to press enter to go back into that document. Now we can just type another name here if we want to go into a different document, but we want to just check our document was saved correctly, so we press enter.
This amazing Braille note impeller. Blank.
Not only does Keysoft remember the last file name that you were working in, but it also remembers your cursor position, and it will read you the last few words before the cursor, and then you're back in your document ready to add more things to it. In this case, if you want to just go back to the top of the file and read what we've done, you can do that as well. I'm going to pop out of this and press space with all six dots to get to the main menu, or the menu key on a QT. That's the key 2 to the left of the spacebar.
Main menu.
And we're back now at the main menu.